The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another segment of Sex and the City viewing with Annie, who's never seen it before. Da, 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 da. And
it.
We are on episode 5, so slowly coming through with our watch and viewing parties, and hopefully you all enjoying it as well. Again, we can release the watch along with us if
yes.
you are interested.
If you want like a riff tracks, we can do that. We
I guess
have
we
it.
Can do like a Sunday release.
Mm-hmm.
Can we ask for more money? I'm just kidding. but we are on episode 5. And can you give us a recap of all the recaps?
Okay. Let me try to make it different than the last recap I did. So we got introduced to the characters. They went to a club. They made a lot of 90s references.
Yes.
That probably many of us don't get.
And, how dare you?
They talked about many topics that we still discuss today, including the differences between how men and women have sex. I would say beauty mm-hmm. versus intelligence stereotypes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we had 20-somethings versus 30-somethings, and what does that look like for 30-something women to date 20-something men, and it being a designer drug, and then also single women and married women and the great divide
yes.
that they discussed.
The Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Bay of Married Pigs.
Yes.
All right. So that's good. So we are now on episode 5, and the title of this episode is The Power of Female Sex.
Yes.
What do you think that means, Annie?
I'm very intrigued by this because I saw the title and I was like, ooh, that's an interesting title. I think I'm way off with this, but I'm wondering if there is kind of a plot line of either women withholding sex and the power that comes, they feel that comes from that and getting men to do stuff through doing that. Or the opposite, and I know this is cheating, but this is just my brain working. Or the opposite of really being able to pleasure a man in this case.
Hmm. All right, we've got our guesses.
Okay.
People are keeping score. Annie's probably been scoring about 40 to 60% in most of the episodes.
Yeah. I'm getting a solid half star per episode, I think.
So she would be failing
in
school terms.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
And we're starting.
I'm kind of somebody.
Oh, and Sam is coming in saying she's kind of somebody.
I have never felt confident enough to say that in my entire life.
Are we somebodies? For what reason?
You're somebody to me.
Yeah, but you need to open a restaurant that allows me to go to the beginning and be very popular.
Can we please talk about this over lunch somewhere else? Or somewhere like New Jersey where we might actually get seated? Do you realize... if she were a man, not only would we be eating right now, but they'd be sending over free drinks.
Oh,
I see.
Sam's saying if it was a man, Sam would have gotten her way.
Yeah, if she had bribed a man or gone up to a man, he would have given her way. That's interesting.
Very, very wealthy.
He has a tiny little penis, but he knows exactly how to use it.
Okay. So Carrie ran into her Italian friend who was dating a man named Carlos who just bought the shoes for her, which were like $400 shoes from this man.
Mm.
And apparently the dude has a tiny penis.
Yes, she told her that. That's also probably a thing I wouldn't tell someone.
I would tell someone. I talk to my girls. I can't lie.
I think in this situation, I wouldn't.
No,
if my
right.
super close friends,
yeah, my
I
super
would.
Close friends, when we're talking about relationships, when we're talking about sex, I would probably tell them.
Oh, they're having a game night?
Yeah, poker night.
I love it.
I do love that this is happening for this show because I've never seen a group of women just having a poker night.
Yeah.
In TV, that is.
Mm. It's been a minute since I played poker, but I used to have some girl poker nights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a whole poker box.
Oh, wow. My partner has a whole set,
he brought it out.
Like, yeah. He has a mat. He has, like, all the things.
It puts mine to shame.
The Harvard Law of Lorena Bobbitt.
The Harvard Law of Lorena
Bobbitt. You told me about her. I don't
know. You don't know that. Oh, my goodness. I think, guys, a lot of the listeners, she's the one that cut off her husband's penis after he raped her.
Yeah.
And she got convicted. And it was kind of a joke because she threw it out the window.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then he got offered porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Gilles is an architect from Paris.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I know this dude. So Gilles, who is supposed to be a French friend of Carrie's Italian friend that's who bought her shoes... he is from the coffee commercial that was really famous at that point in time. It was this one couple that was in all of the, I don't know if it was Folgers, but, and so my mind just goes to that. And I'm like, I wonder if that's his one acting gig outside of the commercial. Because he got really big with that commercial. I'll have to try to pull it up.
Yeah, we got to look it up now.
I think you are too beautiful to be a writer.
I think you're too charming to be an architect.
I think you should give up your life here and move with me to Paris immediately.
I do find it funny that she is the joker of the bunch. Like, she is so witty. And she's like, oh, God. But she's always having to perform. Because I feel like sometimes I have to do that. Do you feel that way? I know you're good with storytelling. I'm good with one-liner sarcasticness.
Yeah.
And I feel like we constantly are doing that for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it feels... very, a lot of interactions I have, it's very much like calculation.
You're
of
right.
What is this person, what will make them laugh, what will make them happy,
right.
Here we go. And that sounds so callous, but we all do it.
Right. This is my introverted, extroverted self of like, I will come out and I will perform the hell out of it, but I will not see you for two more weeks because I've just exhausted all of my energy doing this. And when I'm on, I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'm done.
Right.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a long while.
God. Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what she was doing, which is why she gets brought out a lot.
Yeah.
She comes, I don't think that's ever addressed, but she does address a little bit about storytelling to couples as a single person, but like in general as a storyteller.
Yeah.
You look so beautiful when you sleep. Mm. I didn't want to disturb you.
She looks much better than I do when I wake up in the morning.
Absolutely. I definitely have become the look of the haggard wood witch. That I'm scared of myself. I'm like, oh God, is that me?
I look like a corpse that's reanimated. Yeah. Which I think is fair. I'm not, it doesn't look great, but I think that's natural. But it does look like I am.
I feel like
in the night.
I've never looked this bad up into the last 2 years of like, I feel like when I woke up in the morning previously, I didn't scare myself. And now I am at that point.
I do think, though, this is a good thing to know about movies and TV, other entertainment. She's clearly wearing makeup. And that's a... Is that in Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? She wakes up at like 4 a.m. to put on makeup. So the guy, when he...
Oh, that was definitely Bridesmaids.
Oh.
She wakes up, puts on makeup, and goes back to like, oh no,
I just woke up like...
Okay, Carrie just slept with this man and woke up with a lot of cash.
Hmm.
All right, so Charlotte is at the artist house that they were kind of fearful of.
I have to say, I feel like this is a very relatable thing, too, of you have to question this, unfortunately, with older men or just men in general.
So she's trying to get his art for her gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
And he's showing her his artwork.
It's the closest I've ever come to pure universal God force.
God force.
Oh, that would make me nervous for sure.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
So when we're talking about female sex, we are actually talking about vaginas, which is very, very, yes, probably, as we would say, it's not necessarily all, it's not just women, so let's leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are talking about, yes, the vagina. He likes to draw and paint vaginas. Georgia O'Keeffe has some amazing, and I love her art, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I guess coming from a man, though, does feel a lot creepier.
Well, and just the way he's talking about it, it would be, again, I would just be like, oh no, this is some kind of overture to something.
And then the most powerful woman in Manhattan asked me for a favor.
Balzac hostess.
Do you have a tampon? Oh, sure.
The universal connector.
You have a tampon?
Of course.
I've been in this situation many times.
Yep. Me too.
Thanks a lot.
It worked out for me.
Actually, a young girl is having her first period. I happened to be there and she's freaking out in the bathroom. She was on the phone with her mom. And I was like, I got you, girl. What do you need?
Yeah.
From that moment on, we never had a problem getting a table at Balzac.
But that exchange made them friends.
Yeah.
And forever on the list. There is something about women's bathrooms. Really can bring other women together, like just strange women. And we've seen many a stories, but I think it does happen that way.
Yeah. I think over things like periods, but also just women crying in bathrooms,
right,
over breakups.
Talking. We do kind of gather ourselves over there, or we're having a bad situation trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Yep, we run to the bathroom sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
And end. Okay, Annie, so you were way off?
Well, I definitely think I misread the title and
okay.
I had that in my head, even though you said it.
What did you think the title was? Now I need to know.
Nope, I got it right. I thought there was I thought you said the power of the female sex, which would have changed it for me.
No.
But the power of female sex, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
So I take, I regret nothing.
You regret nothing. okay, so obviously this is about specifically the vagina and the power of the vagina and women and sex in general, like power of money coming into play, all of that. And you were close. But yeah, you definitely don't get more than 15% on this one. I'm sorry.
Lowest score yet.
This is going to definitely put you down on the average. I'm sorry. But we do, and this is kind of funny because, the previous episodes, Sam talks about exchange of power, and she even says it in this episode, but we don't really see that exchange of power with her.
Right.
Who may have been the one person who really takes that to heart. Like, my sex is powerful. We will find different episodes where she talks about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really see it in this episode, which I thought was funny. It is focusing more on Charlotte, more on Carrie, obviously, and a little bit of Miranda with her power over Skipper.
Yeah.
I find it interesting because I told you, and I think I've told people about the incident that I did get money at one point in time, not because I got paid, but like a miscommunication, and I refused to talk to him again, and I kept some monies. But not exactly the same thing, of course. And maybe that's just more of like my embarrassment of it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find it interesting. I've never been offered money, but when we talk about an exchange of power, that is a conversation that does happen. What I do like about the Charlotte perspective, even though I'm like, this could get really creepy really fast, it is the idea that the vagina holds a lot of power, which is kind of funny, but it's true, which is also why we talk about how when we have conversations of politics or policies, really trying to control and that having a fear of what can come out of or what can be done because of or any of these things. I don't want to get too into it, but when we talk about war crimes or threatening women, that the first thing is to take the power away in that aspect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it is definitely a different take with this one.
Yeah. And I find it really, really interesting that, because coming from the show, not knowing much about it, I did, for some reason, always think I would be a Charlotte. Now I don't think so. But I, for some reason, I was always like, because I was like, she's pretty conservative and doesn't really like sex, and not doesn't like sex, but is anxious about it, nervous right. about it. I find it interesting that she agreed, because that's kind of the ambition power exchange
right.
that we're talking about, and that transactional nature of sex that we're talking about. And for her to do it, it kind of surprised me.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, it is. I guess I never thought of it because of the way it played out. The biggest like contention in all of it is, of course, the back and forth between Sam and, I think they had the perfect characters to debate it, which is Sam and Miranda. And yeah, talking about what is the cost of this and versus what is the cost of, you know, the power of sex. And we actually do go back to like good sex, like kind of like that you were talking about. But even the fact that, yes, they're talking about the vagina being, you know, such an art form or something so miraculous, but we also talk about the fact that, you know, sex and what it can buy or what it can get type of thing from women.
Yeah.
But also about, like, the woman holding power within a restaurant, like, even that. But I do find it interesting that two of those perspectives were male-led. Like, whether it was the dude who she had sex with left money, and yeah. so, like, that wasn't it. Who had the power, who said they had power, mm-hmm. as well as in the one that's, like, there's so many women that influenced my life that he had to do vaginas and wanted, and, you know, it just, it was very, like, still under a male gaze, even with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still very women being the gatekeepers of responsibility on you as a woman. And therefore, you get blamed for right. having the sex or not having the sex. But it's also really interesting, like, I'm thinking again about, why would I leave this money? That's also such a power play.
It is.
To be like...
Unless, kind of like how Miranda said, that the friend of hers was kind of hooking up.
Oh, yeah.
As if it's a high escort type of, like, a like classy sure. escort level of not realizing... And so he assumed that's what this was. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, there's nothing honestly wrong with any of this. There's nothing. An exchange yeah. of conversation, of consent, of no harm, all of those things. You're controlling it. If you are controlling it and you are happy with where this is, with any like sex work in general, then wonderful. You do you. Like, I mm-hmm. don't understand why we would demonize it. But at the same time, like, she didn't know what was happening. She felt like... And maybe that is. Maybe this is an old-fashioned rhetoric against sex work in mm-hmm. general, because they do make the Italian friend look really bad in conversation of who she is. And maybe like, hey, she's happy. Mm-hmm. She's getting light. Like, I'm like, man, okay.
She's going to
go
film
ahead.
Festival.
Go ahead. Right? Yeah. Like, she's going through things and she is where she wants to be and she's controlling it. Mm-hmm. Cool. You do you, bruh. You mm-hmm. do you. I love it. But again, like, without caring, knowing what's going on,
yeah,
it does make you feel a little bit wary of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, maybe this is a kind of look of like, hey, I think you're looking at this in a different wrong perspective or misleading perspective of what yeah. this could be, what this was or what this could be. But I again, think, yeah. we're missing a lot of background story that we're putting into it.
Sure. I do think that's a good point, because I think historically we've had a long history of demonizing sex workers and like this power dynamic that does exist and we don't talk about enough between like sex and who has the power in it, that, you know, we should always examine these messages that is kind of implying like it's bad to be thought as mm-hmm. as a sex worker. I do totally get the like, well, why did you think that? But as long as you're not like, that's bad.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I actually have been, now that I think about it, I have been offered money for sex once.
Oh.
In Italy.
Oh.
Outside the Vatican.
Oh.
And he said, this guy said to me, you can make $10 an hour as a secretary, or you could make $60 in 1 hour if you suck my
Ew. See, that's, again, the approach of that is so bad.
So, like, $60.
Yeah. Hello, sir. No. Now that you say that, I did have an ongoing joke because I was a good friend with this couple, and the wife was gone, but I had hung out with the husband, and we were with his law firm. And at one point in time, I just made a joke. I was like, yeah, I'm his mistress. Because I'm like, they were like, how do you know Jarvis? And that was, and I shouldn't have, but it was just that. But they truly believed it. And to the fact that I'm like, interesting. I did feel bad because one of the guys were like, so how much do you make? And I'm like, oh no, what do I do now? Because it shouldn't be, and I shouldn't have. That's not the joke that I should have made. Mm-hmm. I think I was just trying to figure out how to get out of, like, having a conversation with lawyers, and that did not work out the way I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
All of that to say. But yeah, I think there's a bigger conversation, as we always do. We always like having bigger conversations behind the story. But it is an interesting aspect of what they brought in in Sex and the City and how they decided to go over this route and what this looked like. But yeah, you were wrong.
All right. Maybe next time I'll get it. But for now, I will accept the loss for what it is. I have, 89
so
episodes
many more,
to make
so
it
many
up.
More. We'll see.
I think I can do it.
I have faith in you.
But in the meantime, listeners, we hope you're enjoying this and you're watching along or not watching along, but still laughing along with us and having these conversations. And we would always love to hear from you, your thoughts, any suggestions you have. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Sorry we made you uncomfortable.
Always. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.